top where you finally get to?
I don't know. I used to know, but I don't know.
Sky Blue? Did you call it that?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Huh? Mm-mm. No? Not right, huh? What about... how did you ride bikes over there in North Augusta? There isn't much place to ride them, is there?
Yeah, we just rode in the streets of our neighborhood.
Yeah, okay. Let me see, what else? Did you ever play jacks?
Mm-hmm.
How do you play jacks?
You've got the jacks and a ball, and you bounce the ball and grab the jack, and then catch the ball before it bounces the second time.
Okay, and you just keep trying to get as many as you can get, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever play a game called Kick the Can?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. What about driving around? Have you ever been involved in an automobile accident?
Mm-hmm.
Could you describe that?
Oh, no. Which one?
There's lots of them, huh?
Been two.
Been two? Driving yourself?
The last one that I had was about... Really, I've only had one. The first one was nothing, you know. But the only one I really had was about 4 months ago. I'd been to the medical college, to the dermatology thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a blood test on me. And I told him, I said, I'll faint. And so he laid me down and everything, and I was fine when I left the clinic. And going home, I passed out in the car.
Oh, wow.
And hit the back of somebody.
What happened? You weren't able to hit the brakes, huh?
No, I just passed out.
Uh-huh.
Came too late on the steering wheel.
Were you going very fast?
About 40 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah. About 35 or 40.
Did you get hurt?
Nah. I had on my seatbelt.
Yeah.
I think I would have if I hadn't had that on.
Yeah. Do you normally wear that when you're driving? Seatbelt?
Here lately, I've been getting out of the habit of it, but I really, you know, I used to. For about a year and a half there, I wore it all the time.
Uh-huh. Have you ever had an experience, have you ever been in a really bad accident? Or have you ever seen a really bad accident?
I have never seen one. You mean car accident?
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever had an experience, most people do, oddly enough. Have you ever had an experience where you felt you were going to die, where you were really close?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Scary.
What was it?
When I was skiing at the lake one time.
Really?
Yeah. And I got wrapped up in I was skiing double with somebody else. And we both came in at the same time, so he threw his rope down to keep from hitting me. And when he did, it bounced up and wrapped around me. And the driver of the boat wasn't watching. So it just kind of dragged me a long way.
Oh, wow. Where did it have you? Where did it wrap around you?
Everywhere.
Just
kind of, it wrapped around my legs and my stomach and my shoulders. It was around me. I don't know how I got in that road so many times. I often wondered how I came out, but I remember when it wrapped around me, I knew I was falling. So the last thing I did, I said, just throw your hands over your face, and if you can hold your breath long enough, maybe you'll come up in pieces. And that's
so
what I did. The rope finally broke. That's, you know.
And that's what saved you?
Yeah, because the driver of the boat never even saw it. kept on going.
You were being pulled... the faster he went, then that would make you go further underwater, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. No, I really didn't go under, but you were underwater. I mean,
there's no way you could breathe.
I don't know where I was. No, there wasn't any way you could breathe. That last breath I got was the last one I had till I got back up.
So you knew that was what was going to happen, though, when you...
Yeah, I knew. I knew that rope was around me, and I wasn't coming out of it. And I was hoping, you know, when I fell, I felt sure that the people driving the boat had seen me.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. And I came up, the guy was about 100 yards behind me when the rope finally broke. But you've got to consider he let go, too, before I actually fell. So I went a little ways underwater. I had some bad rope burns, some bad cuts.
It was a good thing you had presence of mind to think to take a deep breath before you went down.
Well, I always do that when I'm skiing. You're breathing deep anyway, usually.
If you're skiing on water like that, you just, now if you're skiing on snow, what do you call that?
Snow skiing.
You always make the distinction that way. Mm-hmm. That's
snow skiing and water skiing.
Yeah. But if you were just, say, skiing, you would think water, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
Most of the time.
Or slaloming.
And that's water, too.
Mm-hmm.
One ski. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got another visitor.
Yeah.